The Arctic is changing rapidly in response to climate change and increasing human impact. Ringed seals, bearded seals, spotted seals, and ribbon seals that inhabit this region are collectively referred to as ice seals because they rely on sea ice to survive. Due to their remote habitat and elusive nature, these seals can be especially challenging to study in the wild. Mammalogist Shelby Berman explains how a collaborative research project is providing insight into how these seals may respond to changing ice and climate conditions.
The FOCUS project is one of our most important research projects looking at our ice-dependent seals. Our ringed and spotted seals here at the Alaska Sea Life Center are considered threatened due to the changing temperatures and loss of sea ice in the Arctic. These seals use sea ice for resting, for raising their pups, and for protection from predators like polar bears. The FOCUS program is a collaboration between UC Santa Cruz and the Alaska Sea Life Center and is led by our principal investigator, Dr. Colleen Reichmuth, at Long Marine Lab at the University of California, Santa Cruz. The word FOCUS stands for Physiology and Health of Cooperating Arctic Seals. One of the key words in the title FOCUS is cooperative, in which our seals voluntarily participate in research objectives. For example, if I wanted one of my ring seals, Pimnik, to lay down on top of a heart rate monitoring plate for 5 minutes, I had to teach him that this was a safe place for him and he would receive a reward he really likes, which is fish. This makes the interaction very positive between myself and the animal and encourages Pimnik to want to participate in these behaviors. It is very difficult to build this trusting relationship with them in the beginning process of our animal training. However, once we established a little bit of trust between myself and the animal, we are able to make leaps and bounds in terms of voluntary participation for research. Being able to work with some of the animals and train them to be able to sit under large, potentially scary apparatuses that allow us to measure their breathing for 15 to 20 minutes voluntarily is probably one of the biggest rewards that I've personally received from this project. Marine mammals, and specifically ice seals, are important to many Alaska Native cultures as well. Ice seals are co-managed by federal government and tribal governments as part of the FOCUS program. We work with the Ice Seal Commission for our objectives. The Ice Seal Commission is a committee comprised of tribal representatives and members of communities who participate in subsistence hunting. Their goals are to promote the sustained health of Alaskan ice seals in order to protect the culture and way of life of Alaska Natives, who rely on the harvest of ice seals for subsistence uses, and also advanced co-management research and the use of traditional knowledge of Alaska Natives. Our research works to fill in gaps in the available knowledge about these animals. The physiological research we're involved in helps us understand these important species and their resiliency in a changing Arctic environment. We have such a rare opportunity to hold these species in our care here at the Alaska Sea Life Center. Being able to come into the center and make close eye contact with some of these species that you'll probably never see in your lifetime in the wild is such a rewarding experience and opportunity for everyone to come and learn about them and the challenges they are facing in the Arctic right now.
The FOCUS project is one of the ways we have been able to learn more about the communities of life in Alaska's coastal waters.